Wednesday, April 30, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. State electricity utility Eskom has released its long-awaited expression of interest for new baseload independent power producers, or IPPs, to fill an anticipated supply gap of some 2,100 megawatts ahead of the possible deployments of large-scale nuclear capacity. In an advert published in a daily newspaper on Wednesday, the utility invited interested parties to bid to supply new multiple-site baseload IPPs with a minimum capacity of 400 megawatts and indicated that requests for proposals to pre-qualified bidders could be issued by July. Meanwhile, the utility, which has requested a 60% upward revision in its tariffs for the 2008-09 financial period, is expected to receive a term sheet from the National Treasury in the next couple of weeks, confirming the 60 billion rand shareholder injection promised by Finance Minister Trevor Manuel in his February budget speech, as well as an outline of various scenarios for the actual transfer of the funds. An Eskom source said the precise nature and detail of the payment schedule would depend heavily on the outcome of its tariff application to the National Energy Regulator of South Africa. The shareholder injection was viewed as crucial in helping the state-owned utility to safeguard its much-coveted BBB+ credit rating with Standard & Poor's, which placed the utility on a negative credit watch earlier this year. Anglo-American CEO Cynthia Carroll was in Johannesburg this week to receive New Order mineral rights for the group's South African coal, ferrous metals, base metals and its other platinum businesses. The only remaining loose ends relate to Anglo Platinum's 50-50 joint venture, or JV, partnerships with black economically empowered mining companies Royal Bafokeng Resources and African Rainbow Minerals. A Department of Minerals and Energy spokesperson explained that the submissions from the two 50-50 JVs in question were being finalized, which was why they were not being grouped with the Anglo Platinum rights that had been granted. Carroll said, however, that the completion of these specific transactions was imminent.
Anglo American today has been granted new order mineral rights across our South African operations. This represents a significant milestone in Anglo American's transformation process and in the creation of sustainable black economic empowerment.
National Union of Mine Workers, or NUM, President Senzeni Zokwana denounced at the Anglo-Tripartite Safety Summit in Johannesburg on Tuesday that mine workers were being incentivized in the same way as taxi drivers, that is, to take risks and to get killed in the process.
I regard the way mine workers are paid to the way taxi drivers are paid. The reason they take risks and overtake in bed is because they only earn as much as they make trips. Mine workers today have got very low basic wages. They are paid because they take risks. And for that reason, they die.
He said that NUM could help the industry to perform safely and profitably, but there would have to be a rethink. He added that new legislation was in place, but little had changed, and that the production-driven processes should be changed to safety-driven processes. Also making headlines. Biofuels halt would ease food prices, says agricultural lobby group. Nationwide Airlines ceases operations. South Africa's balance sheet, not Eskom's, should be used to fund expansion, veteran economist argues. Aurelian Resources halts Ecuador drilling and cuts jobs. Foreign companies seek to invest in Zambia coal mine. And Anglo says it is ready to shut mines where safety dictates. In political news, African diplomacy has failed in Zimbabwe, says the MDC. Zimbabwe army backs militants in poll violence, says the Human Rights Watch. High Court to rule on prepaid water meters. And the DA asks that South African borders be better patrolled. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.com, and polity.org.za.